Good afternoon, Anchorverse. Today is Thursday. Yeah, August 14th. Pretty sure. It's about almost 3:30 here on the East Coast of the good old USFA in North Hackalack, where I reside. And I'm Arcadia, your amateur host. Welcome to the Frugal Blurt Station. So, I was talking to my best friend, right? So, my best friend, she's like Christian, holy roll type chick, you know, she's saving herself for marriage type deal. Now, she does have two kids, and she was out of a an old relationship that turned abusive, and she ended up actually putting him in jail. Anyway, and her girls are teenagers, like mine. Her eldest daughter is 8 months older than mine, and her youngest daughter is right behind her youngest daughter, her oldest daughter. So they're 14, and the youngest one will be 13 in October. But anyway, so she hasn't really had, you know, a man in a long time. She left the kid's father when the kids were babies, okay? And like all of the people in my inner circle, we call it pound pound crew, or RSS, or is it SRRC, super ratchet release crew, pound pound. My sister's fiance gave us that nickname because pound, he was like, y'all always doing those pound pounds. He was talking about the hashtags, pound pounds. Anyway, I'm getting away from the story. So she hasn't had a man. She was dating this one guy, and he was kind of like on a bad streak type deal. He was like a drug dealer, and she was thinking more finance than anything. But she was young. She was young at the time. So, you know, she canceled the wedding like a week before the wedding. We bought dresses and everything, and she canceled it like a week before. And I'm glad that she did, and we're all glad that she did. Then there was a couple people here and there, but nobody really to, you know, anything worth remembering. So nothing real, no real dating outside of like maybe coffee and a couple of text messages here and there. So enter in an old flame. Now, this guy was her boyfriend before the father of her children, and he comes around, and he's like interacting with her via Facebook and text messages, but he went from like 0 to 100 and was like, I still love you, and I was upset that you moved on, basically, more or less. I mean, of course, not in those words, but that's basically what he was getting at. He's sitting here, and he just got out of a bad relationship. I'm like, dude, you got problems. And then when I sit here and tell you, nah, we can't meet up, you're gonna be like, oh, you know, my bad, I don't mean to disrespect you, I was drinking and I was texting. Okay, you was drinking at like 8 a.m on a Sunday morning, and you were texting, and then you follow that with, but I do be telling the truth when I'm drunk. Like, no, okay, I'm good. I'm definitely good. Definitely good. So, and then he's like just blowing her up. So crazy, crazy. Anyway, it was like a soap opera for me, this whole story. It was hilarious. And I'm going to end this here and move on to the second part, where I talk about me trying to play matchmaker. Be right back. Okay, I'm pretty sure in a previous segment I said it was August, but for some reason I'll be stuck in August. And it's definitely September, definitely. So let me correct that. September. Anyway, continuing with my story about my best friend. So I have, like, this friend, Now, he'd be a perfect match for her. Like, he's all about his kids and leading by example, and he lives like a wholesome life, and he's not about that worldly mess and going out partying and things of that sort. He may drink a beer or two, but he doesn't smoke or anything like that. He can get money, raise his kid. He's a single dad. And he also bodybuilds on the side. That's a plus. Anyway, and so she's, she works, and she has, I think her kids go to private school, and she's all about raising her kids, leading by example, blah blah blah. So she's gonna be careful on who she brings into, her kids' life, because she doesn't want to show her girls, this is what love looks like. Of course, your first example of love is by your parents, so I kind of feel her there. But she kind of goes above and beyond. But to each their own, teach their own. I don't judge her. I don't judge her at all. And her girls are very wholesome, good girls. So, individuals do their individual things. But anyway, they'll be a perfect match. But here's the problem. The guy, he we used to work together a long time ago. It was about, I don't know, 10, 11, maybe 12 years ago when we worked together last. And I haven't really seen him since. I maybe seen him a couple times at his new job, but then he moved out of the city, and he moved to a different city. And I just follow him, on Facebook and Instagram and things of that sort. And I think that would be a really good match, though. I would love to see them, meet up and have coffee. But I don't know what his status is, because he's very private and she's private too, which is a plus for both of them. They're a match made in heaven. Like, they don't really put their business out there on social media, so you can't stalk them on social media to see if they're dating somebody, because they're not gonna put it up there. They're not. It's just not gonna happen. You ain't gonna see it. You ain't gonna find it, because it's not there. So I don't know how to, try to investigate and try to scope it out and see, this match could be made without rolling up to him and just be like, "Hey, you, how you been? Long time no see. So, are you single?" No. I'm asking for a friend. Like, really? How that sound? Anyway, that's my little story for the day, and I think that's all I got. That's all I got. I will talk to you guys later. Byesies. So, Blur 2.0 started high school this year, and she's my only child. So, I'm like kind of sort of losing my shit a little bit. My baby's growing up, and she's gonna leave me soon off to college. But at the same time, I'm focused. I'm like hella focused. I'm so invested in preparing her for college. It makes no sense. Like, that's my number one priority. My number one priority is to prepare her for college. I don't give a fuck about anything else. I just want to make sure that she is able to go to the college of her choice. She has a plan in place, and she's haven't derived from her choice of study since she was a little kid. And I'm kind of tickled by her choice, because this was my choice, my original choice when I was a kid. And I think about going back to it. I'm actually thinking about going to signing up here at the local community college and seeing if I can get my foot in the door. But anyway, she wants to be a veterinarian. So I thought that was cool. Like, that she wanted to be a vet, and I wanted to be a vet when I was a kid. And now I'm like going back to it. And now I'm thinking about taking up some vet tech classes, just to kind of work with animals. I don't necessarily want to be a vet per se. I just want to, I want to do something that I don't mind doing. And I hate sales. I'm fucking great at it. Very lucrative salesperson, but I hate it. 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 Did I say I hate it? I hate it. And I rather just, do something that
I wouldn't dread coming to work every day. Like, I used to get headaches, migraines on the way to work, or physically ill when I'm getting up, knowing that I have to go to work to these sales positions that I had. So I hated that. Anyway, so 2.0, her first day of school, she got home. I was talking to her and I asked her about her first day of school, and she said that she liked it and everything was fine except for the fact that she had last lunch and that she really didn't have any time to go through the line and eat her lunch, the school lunch there. And I was like, you're preaching to the choir, kid. You know, that's, I know all about that life. You gotta learn and get in where you fit in. Get in, get out. Ain't no time for talking. Like, eating lunch at high school prepared me for eating in the field in the military, or eating in, like, in training, like, environments, like basic training and stuff like that, when they don't give you any time in the chow hall. Like, you just eat your food. You don't think about enjoying it or anything like that. You're just doing it for sustenance. So she asked, you know, could she pack her lunch from now on because she doesn't want to go through the line and stuff like that because the line is long, blah, 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 blah. So she ends up packing her lunch because she's the only child and that's what happens. And that she had like a rude awakening, or like when she really, really realized that she was in high school, she had a classmate with a full beard, like a full man beard. And she was like, he looked like a grown man. She was like, oh, wait, I am in high school. It's like, yeah, you're actually going to have some people possibly that attend your high school that's old enough to vote, old enough to buy cigarettes, you know? You can go to school up to, I think they don't kick you out until you're getting ready to turn 21 that year. If you're turning 21 that year, that's when they kick you out, I think, of high school. But anyway, that is part one of talking about my adjustment to 2.0, transitioning to high school. She's no longer a kid. She's a teenager, full-blown teenager, little person, young adult, turning into a young adult, not young adult yet. Blurred 2.0 also found out that high school can bring a bigger, much wider variety of people into your life, into your society. Your society gets bigger. Her society is growing. You know, middle school, the society is a little bit smaller, but you know, when you get to high school, a lot of the other middle schools that kind of condense together into a couple of high schools here, there, or wherever in the county. So she get to see a couple of her friends that split off from her from elementary school, into high school. I actually saw one of her friends that I haven't seen since third grade. That's the last time I've seen this little boy. That's her birthday twin. They have the same birthday. His name is Jacob, and he likes hunting. And he was a cute little kid. He used to talk to me when I would go eat lunch with Blurred 2.0 and stuff, or go proctor or whatever, volunteer that I did. I go to her school a lot. You know, I'm a very active parent into her education, and I seen him at open house. And she was like, oh, there goes Jacob. I was like, what? Wait, that's Jacob? And she was like, yeah, he was a grown little man. He had a deep voice. And the neighbor, my old neighbor kid, he grew up with her from second grade to through sixth grade. And they were next door, or not next door neighbors, but neighbors across from each other. And he has a deep voice too. Like, I just seen him like beginning the summer, and his voice was kind of crackly, and I knew it was going to change, but threw me off. I seen him at the football game, one of the football games. I was like, oh, wow, what is that? What is that coming out of your mouth? And what is that shit on your face? Oh, and it looked like he had a little girl he was talking to. These kids are growing up. They're growing up too fast, and I'm just all an emotional wreck about these kids growing up and just want to make time stop. So anyway, back to the whole her society is expanding. She realized that there are a lot more Blasians in the world. And she's like, it's a culture shock for her. And she was like, Mommy, when you were growing up, did you have a lot of Blasian friends growing up? I was like, no, I didn't. Not till I got to high school. Like, I didn't meet really. I met two other Blasians in my childhood. until I got to high school, and then the floodgates opened. It was just like blazing here, blazing there, blazing everywhere. So, she meets this one particular kid, and he was born and raised in Japan until 2 years ago. Until 2 years ago, his name is Shogo. And she was like, "Yeah, mommy, he's from Japan, and his name is Shogo." I was like, "Sho who? The Shogun of Harlem? Shonuff? Who the baddest? Shonuff?" She was so ticked at me. Oh, but she's really, really liking this kid, and I see a little relationship flourishing. She's trying to deny the fact that she has a crush on him, but she has a crush on him. Like, it's evident that she does, and I think he has a crush on her because they're glued to the phone like all day after school, up until I have to kick her off the phone. And when they're not on the phone, they're texting each other through messaging apps or social media or whatever. They're always talking to each other, so I'm interested to see where that goes. But the good thing is that she's been telling me this the whole entire time. She did say that she had a little crush on it, but she hates when I tease her about it, so she's in denial. She's like, "No, I have to focus. I don't have time for boys." I was like, "Yeah, you're right about that." But we'll see. We'll see how this goes. I'm not ready. I'm ready, but I'm not. I'm ready, but I'm not ready. I don't want to be ready, but I am ready. Parenting. They don't give you a manual for this shit. Like, and I didn't have the best example of my parents. I basically raised myself. That's a whole nother story. Anyway, that is my little random mommy rants for today. Talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.